Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Bringing you the latest from the world of sports, DFS, and gambling. With over 5 years of hot takes and millions of downloads later, I guess he's been doing something right. Now, sit back and listen to one of the sharpest minds in the game. Here's your host, Dwayne Callender.
All right, welcome to the show, folks. We will start breaking down Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football. So far, this week two has gone poorly as it could have gone. The Rams did not show up. Cooper Kupp got hurt basically immediately. The Cowboys quit in the game. Not that I was surprised that the Saints won, but that the Cowboys just completely quit in the second half, so they weren't even putting up points, so it was just a miserable fantasy day. And so, yeah, you know, we had the Ravens get upset. Yeah, it's just been a rough week two, and we may have the Bengals beat the Chiefs here, but that game's still going on. But I want to at least start getting through my thoughts for Showdown for Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football, because you know, I didn't think too much of these games outright, but we got the news that A.J. Brown is actually going to be out for Monday Night Football, so that changes the dynamic quite a bit for the Eagles. But I still look at that as a game that the Eagles should win, but it does change things a little bit in terms of how we set things up. So without much further ado, let's get into Sunday Night Football first, and then on the wraparound, we'll cover Monday Night Football. So first off, Sunday Night Football, you've got the Texans favored at home by 6.5. You know, this Bears team should get blown out by the Texans. This really just kind of comes down to, do the Texans like execute the way they need to and play like they should be at the level out of a playoff team? It's week two, so we could get a lot of stunted play. We've already seen it so far in the NFL this year, but I do think the Texans are demonstrably a better team than the Bears are at this point, because I don't believe that Caleb Williams is even remotely ready for NFL-level football. That's just my opinion, just kind of looking through what was going on preseason. I don't think he's ready for the speed of NFL players. I don't think he's ready for the agility of NFL players. I think it's going to be a tough rookie season. With that being said, you still have opportunities in a blowout script where if the Texans are up big, you know, they play a little bit more zone, don't blitz as much. That should create some opportunities for Caleb Williams to kind of throw deep down the field to DJ Moore or maybe Roma Dunze. You know, there's possibilities there. So, you know, just kind of looking at the spread of the salaries on DraftKings in the captain spot, it's a little bit interesting that CJ Stroud's not the most expensive player. He's actually the third most expensive player. So he's actually behind Joe Mixon, who's at 15,300, Nico Collins at 15,000, and then C.J. Stroud's at 14,700. So realistically, with that 1.5, you know, you've got a little bit of a price break between, you know, the most expensive guy, Joe Mixon, at 10,200, Nico Collins at 10,000 flat, and then C.J. Stroud at 9,800. I kind of look at this as like the three-headed monster of, you know, which guy's going to really put up the most fantasy points. You know, last week it was a Mixon week where they just ran the ball quite a bit, so that you didn't have as much passing yards. But the Bears' defense is pretty good at stopping the run, so I think this is more of a game where the Bears' defense gets attacked through the air. And Mixon's a very good pass-catching back, so that doesn't necessarily disqualify him from getting points through the passing game. Plus, there's still the touchdown equity if the Texans get into the red zone and inside the 10, that Mixon would be getting the ball for a rushing touchdown. So there's still a touchdown equity in the passing game and the running game. So Mixon, I would still definitely keep in play. Nico Collins, again, the concern would be just because of the fact that Stephon Diggs is on the team now and you still have Tank Dell. One of these receivers is still going to be sacrificing for the others. Most likely it'll be Tank Dell, but there's always the possibility that Tank Dell makes a number of like kind of gadget plays. But, you know, everyone's kind of looking at Tank Dell. Like last week was very quiet, didn't have too much production. So Tank Dell's pricing's at 7,400. You have Diggs at 9,400 and Nico Collins at 10K. I can see a lot of folks gravitating towards having ownership of Stephon Diggs at the 9,400, just being the more recognized wide receiver of the trio. But, you know, there's been more rapport with Nico Collins and C.J. Stroud, so I still look at that as, you know, you can put Stroud in the captain and just, like, you know, take your pick of two wide receivers and Mixon, and then go cheap at with some $200 plays like a Cam Akers or to kind of make the salary fit. So that's a way of going about it. Yeah, it's, you know, there's just so hard to kind of gauge with the Bears, just like what's going to be the best way of building lineups because of the fact that, you know, I think this Bears offense is going to struggle for various stretches of the game. So I kind of look at it where, you know, it makes sense that Caleb Williams could be in the optimal just because he'll have the passing yards and he has rushing upside. He can move. He can definitely scramble. But in terms of cheap plays for the Bears, there's just not a ton of options. So, you know, there's Gerald Everett, the backup tight end at 2,400. But, you know, Everett was taking a bunch of snaps. Even Bears fans were getting concerned that Cole Kmet was being phased out of the offense because Gerald Everett was getting half the snaps. So you got Cole Kmet coming in at 5K in salary just because, you know, folks are kind of wondering, like, what's going on with Kmet's lack of snap count, relatively speaking, compared to what he was doing last year. So, you know, you could look at Gerald Everett. I had mentioned Tyler Scott, you know, as another potential cheap play. He's at 600, but it's kind of hard to kind of gauge, like, what some of these Bear players are going to do. So, you know, you've got Khalil Herbert at 3,600, backup running back. Cairo Santos at 4,400, so, you know, cheap options. But then as you kind of get up there, it's like Rome Dunze is 6,400. So, you know, you can't load up on three studs on the Texan side if you're paying over 5K for a Dunze. The math's just not going to work for you. So you're going to have to make a call here as to, you know, if you're building three studs for the Texans and then taking some cheaper plays on the Bears side to make it all work, or just punt a position entirely. And, you know, like I said, Cam Akers at $200. You know, no Dameon Pierce tonight. So, you know, it's Akers in the backup running back role, most likely, at 200K. I mean, they do have Adare Ogbonwale, but, you know, Akers is faster than him. So I would think that Akers would be getting the backup running back reps over Ogbonwale. So, and Ogbonwale was, I want to say he was another 400. Yeah, Ogbonwale is $400 on DraftKings in the flex. So, you know, there's options on the Texan side to get cheap. And then on the Bears side, yeah, you could punt with $200 for Mercedes Lewis. I forgot Cade Stover, the backup tight end. He's also $200 on the Texan side. But, you know, again, because of how much equity there is with playing C.J. Stroud, Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, you know, Mixon, it's going to get expensive trying to fit in some of those pieces on the Texan side. So I think you're probably going to be better off taking a punt on the Bears side versus trying to pay up on the Bears side, because I just don't see the Bears scoring enough points to make it worthwhile having a ton of Bears in the lineups. And then, you know, that's why I think, you know, the other option you could do is two studs and then get the kickers. So you got Cairo Santos on the Bears side at 4,400. And then you have Kyrie Fairbairn, who is a very notable kicker in the NFL, been around for a couple of years. But the Texans will settle for field goals when their drives stall, and they trust Fairbairn to kick 50-yarders very easily. So Fairbairn, I think you can project him for over 10.5 points, because I think he's going to get a couple of long field goal opportunities. Because I think the Texans will be able to drive the ball regularly on the Bears. And, you know, they may not score every touchdown on every drive, but they should be in relatively good field position for Fairbairn. I think you got a good chance at a couple of longer field goals. So 40-plus and maybe a 50-yarder is, like, you know, that's why I have them projected for, like, 10.5 points. So, like, I think it's fair projection overall. So, you know, I'm going to have a good bit of Fairbairn in my lineups. But you know, I think it's going to be better off just kind of paying low for a Bears run back, because I do think that the Texans handle this team quite easily. I just don't think the Bears are going to score a ton of points, and I think the Texans offense will be able to generate quite a bit of steam. So, you know, like I said, depends on how you want to select your captain, but at the end of the day, I do think that it works out in favor where, you know, you take either Stroud or one of the receivers or Mixon, and you just kind of build out your Texans win script. You get your Salva, and then you try to fit in your Bears run back. But I think it's a straightforward Texans win, and then you're going to get a couple of Texans in the optimal. So we'll see how the game goes, but that's how I look at it from a DFS standpoint. From a betting standpoint, I as I said, I think the Texans take care of business pretty easily. They win by double digits over the Bears, and, you know, we call it a day. So we'll take a quick break, and I'll start going into Monday Night Football. Stick around, folks.
Don't go anywhere. The Fantasy Throwdown Podcast will be right back after our sponsors pay the bills.
Folks, our personal data is being distributed constantly, every day, without us ever doing business with a company. Data brokers are collecting people's personal information to sell it to any number of companies. They are gathering data from public records, databases, and your online activities, and use it without you even knowing it. These guys have your name, address, email. And if you ever wonder how spammers keep getting your phone number, the answer is data brokers. So what can you do to protect yourself from this nightmare? Incogni steps in to repeatedly scrub your name off of any database tied to these guys, as long as you are a customer. They go through the hassle of engaging with these companies, so you do not have to keep going through an endless chain of unsubscribe requests that go nowhere. Go to incogni.com and use discount code FANTASYTHROWDOWN for 60% off an annual membership. That's incogni.com,
/fantasythrowdown for 60% off an annual plan. Let Incogni help ensure your data privacy today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the show. Hope you got your popcorn ready.
All right, so we are back, and let's talk about some Monday Night Football. So tomorrow night, you got the Eagles hosting the Falcons. Kirk Cousins looked absolutely awful for the Falcons. I have very real concerns about Atlanta. I know Philly's defense, particularly in the secondary, is quite weak. So there's opportunities for Atlanta to take advantage of this with Drake London and Kyle Pitts. My concern is the timing for Kirk Cousins looked off, the footwork looked bad, and in general, the offense was a complete mess. So, again, this is a game where Philly should dominate. Philly knows they should dominate, but as we saw for vast stretches of the year last year, Philly was not sharp when they needed to be sharp for some of these types of games. So, I kind of want to see what we get out of Philly tomorrow night because you know, it should be a relatively straightforward stomp, but I can see where Philly, you know, gets into trouble because Atlanta has a decent defense. Like, Philly could turn the ball over, no A.J. Brown, so they could try to force feed the ball to Devonta Smith. So there are a couple of ways where Philly could go, but I still think that you're looking at scenarios where if you're doing Eagles captain, I think Hurts or Saquon Barkley make the most sense, along with Devonta Smith. And you know, you fill in your Philly pieces around them, like whether it's Dallas Goedert, or maybe you run your lineup with the Philly defense and hope for sacks and turnovers when you're kind of going about that game script. Because in terms of the offensive oomph, it's going to be concentrated normally towards Jalen Hurts, Saquon Barkley, and then the wide receiver pairing of A.J. Smith and A.J. Brown, rather, and Devonta Smith. But without A.J. Brown, I'm thinking that Atlanta should be doing some bracket coverage on Devonta Smith, which makes it more of a game for Dallas Goedert to get underneath and, you know, kind of work in between the seams where he gets a lot of dump off. So I can see prop markets for Dallas Goedert being high, but, you know, that's more of the straightforward approach. I got to think that Atlanta's going to have some wrinkles ready for the Eagles, and the Eagles will have to adjust. So I think that's where Saquon Barkley gets used more often in terms of the game plan. Even though, you know, I think Atlanta does have a pretty solid defense, you can use Saquon Barkley in any number of ways. In the passing game, power run, you know, there's definitely avenues where Philly can deploy Saquon and have it be a useful venture. So, Yeah, I kind of look at it from the standpoint of you can get a balanced attack from Philly, but, you know, it could also get spread out between the players. So, on the Atlanta side, where do we think the concentration is going to go? We know Kirk Cousins can't run, so there's no concerns about rushing upside, so he's going to be chucking the ball. I don't think the way Atlanta set up, you're still going to see some Tyler Algier, but I think they're going to want to feature a little bit more Bijan Robinson in the second year to make sure he's the guy. So sooner or later, one of these games, you're going to get a heavy dose of Bijan Robinson. I'm just not entirely sure tomorrow night's going to be the way of going about it. So, you know, that's, you know, the long and short of it. You know, I still think Philly's going to cover and win by double digits, but, you know, no A.J. Brown does kind of make it a little bit more variant in terms of the threats around the field. So I think it does become a bit easier to figure out how to shut down the Eagles' offense without A.J. Brown in the mix. And from all it seems is that Philly's going to be without him for a couple of weeks. So we'll see how it goes. But in the interim, for DFS purposes, I'm kind of looking more along the lines of Bijan Robinson and the captain to get different, because I do think Eagle captain builds are going to be very popular tomorrow. So I'm going to be leaning more towards having Bijan in the captain. And then I fill out my Philly roster with Jalen Hurts, Saquon. And then, you know, if I want to go with Devonta Smith, I'm going to have to use a punt play. So I know Philly has a couple of guys like the backup tight end, Calcaterra. They also have wide receiver, Covey, that could get some more looks because of the injury to A.J. Brown. So there are still options. I think the biggest thing is just trying to figure out how to prioritize the lineup. And I think the way to go about it is, you know, Bijan Robinson makes the most sense to get different. The salaries are going to be pricey, so, you know, make no mistake about it. You're going to see pricing for Bijan be high. It's like Saquon's the most expensive guy at 10,600. Bijan's right behind, about 10,400. Jalen Hurts, 10,000 flat. Kirk Cousins at 9K. Like, Kirk is a tough play, in my opinion, just because he doesn't have rushing upside. And you have big play abilities out of basically everyone in this game. Drake London could pop one off. Like, he's 7,800. Yeah, Kyle Pitts certainly has the ability to break away from the field. He's 6,800. Devonta Smith, I already kind of talked about him. He's 8,800 without A.J. Brown. Yes, they can run more bracket coverage, but if they play zone, which Atlanta does from time to time, it should be a good night for Devonta Smith to kind of settle in the zone and be a featured number one wide receiver, at least for a game or two. So we'll see how it goes, but my thought is, just to get different, I'm leaning more towards Bijan Robinson in the captain, and then I get my Philly pieces, because I still think Philly wins handily. But in terms of who gets more targets or carries, there's a very real scenario that Bijan Robinson gets at least 8 to 10 more touches than Saquon Barkley and outscores him by a good amount. Even though Saquon's priced higher, Saquon has more mouths to feed on his offense than what Bijan's seeing with the Falcons, which, you know, have been pretty condensed to Drake London, Kyle Pitts, or Bijan in the passing attack. So that's where I'm kind of leaning towards build, where, you know, it's still going to be Philly favored, but I have, you know, an Atlanta player in the captain, most likely Bijan, and a secondary player where Younghoe Koo is pretty cheap in the 4K range. I may just use him as my cheap Atlanta play, where you're getting long field goals involved, and then Bijan just kind of racking up yards in the passing game and a run game, and he may be the most high-scoring player in the game, even though it's a Philadelphia Eagles win.
from what I'm expecting, just because of the fact that the volume will kind of trend towards Bijan being the play. So, all that being said, I still am looking more towards the Eagles winning this game tomorrow without A.J. Brown. But Bijan, because of the amount of touches, I think he's just going to have more touches than anyone else on the field. So, I think that's where you can get a little bit more different in the lineup construction. Is just Bijan, but not in an Atlanta win script, but more Atlanta dumps the ball off to him, trying to get back in the game, and Philly still wins comfortably. So, that's going to do it for the show. I'm going to get this up because Sunday Night Football is right around the corner. So, good luck in your contests, and yeah, best of luck, everybody. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe to the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and all major outlets.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.